USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be visiting with Senate Republicans at their weekly luncheon at the Capitol today, and topping the agenda, of course, the ongoing push for a border wall and increased border security. The president expected to also host another meeting about the situation later today with congressional leaders from both parties. Democratic National Committee Chairman Tom Perez says, from his point of view, Democrats are on the same page with Republicans when it comes to border security.
Democrats believe in meaningful border security, and I'm proud of the work I did under Barack Obama to make sure that we were securing our borders.
Democrats, though, not willing to give $5 billion for a border wall. A second suspect's been charged in the killing of a Houston 7-year-old, as Larry Woodruff is now accused of capital murder for the December 30th shooting death of Jasmine Barnes. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
The deadline to report property damage caused by the Woolsey fire in Southern California has now been extended. FEMA and the U.S. Small Business Administration saying residents and business owners have until January 31st to apply for aid. The deadline was originally this Friday. They're mourning the death of an Arizona police officer who was killed while conducting a traffic stop near Scottsdale last evening. Salt River Police Chief Carl Auerbach says,
this evening, tragically, Officer Clayton Townsend with the Salt River Police Department, who had proudly served for the last 5 years, was on a traffic stop and was struck and killed by a passing motorist.
And an Indiana police officer's hospitalized after she was accidentally shot by another officer yesterday when a dog attacked her and two others at an apartment building as they were searching for a suspect. The other cop trying to shoot the dog. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Well, the chairman of Sears is again watching the clock, hoping to keep the company open as Eddie Lampert has another chance to save the retailer from liquidation. As long as his hedge fund deposits $120 million by this afternoon in its bid to escape from bankruptcy, the deal could keep 425 Sears stores open and about 50,000 workers employed. The iconic retailer planning to hold a court-supervised auction next Monday. That will determine whether the remainder of the chain will be left under Lampert's control or will be liquidated. Authorities are investigating suspicious packages found at some foreign consulates and embassies in Australia. Fire officials in Melbourne say consulates of the UK, the US, Switzerland, and Pakistan were among those that had to be evacuated hours ago. Emergency workers also called to consulates belonging to India, Greece, South Korea, New Zealand, Spain, France, and Italy. Yes, South Carolina does not have a consulate in Australia, but in any case, some of the packages reportedly contained what appeared to be simple concrete, and there is no immediate report of any injury. Police say the incidents are believed to have been targeted and were not impacting the general community. And Barbie's coming to the silver screen as Mattel's announced a partnership with Warner Brothers Pictures to develop a live-action film. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.